Yowza, yowza, yowza. Not a good day to be an ally of the U.S. I guess you're a really good ally if you have oil, or if you have land that maybe Mr. Trump can put a hotel on like he has in Turkey. What we're doing to the Kurds is a sin. These people fought with us. They fought for us for two decades. And now we've just decided, you're on your own. We'll see ya. It's just not right. But the pales in comparison to the reality that goes on. Lost my brother this week. Yes, I looked under the couch. I looked in the closets. No, he's gone. And, you know, we've talked about it time and time and time again, but this was one of those things that was like so sudden. It was, he was fine. He laid down to take a nap before he went to work on Sunday, and he never woke up. Fine man, smart man, about 10 years younger than me. I mean, all the smart money was on me going first. But it didn't turn out that way. He was, I always called him a mountain man. He could look at the tail on a squirrel and count the acorns on the ground and decide whether or not you're going to have a hell of a winter or not. And he did that every year. He lived on the land. He loved to hunt, loved to fish. He's got three great kids, and You got no guarantee. If anybody had told me that Russ would have died on Saturday, I'd have said, not a chance. He's healthy as a horse. And evidently he wasn't. You never know. You just never know. So don't take people for granted. If you have a chance to say something nice to him and say something good to him, take it. Because you don't need the guilt of, God, I wish I had said. Say it. Say it now. Because there are no guarantees. It's kind of like an evil lotto. If your number's right, you're gone tonight. So think about that as we get together this weekend. I know I am. And picking out, porking out, freaking out. Watch out, because you never know what's going to happen. And the weekend is here. You've gotta. Russ would want some yada wig out.